Morning, sweetheart.
Hello.
Just toast today. I got another rough one. Things are really jumping down at the office. Has the mail come yet?
No, I haven't. Yes, it's here. Mother.
Did you say something, honey?
No, no, sweetheart, just mumbling. Darren. My cousin Mario's getting married. He's living in Egypt. It's going to be a big wedding.
That's right.
His fiancée wants me to be matron of honor.
Matron of honor at a wedding in Egypt?
The weather in Cairo is marvelous this time of year.
I might have known.
Samantha, Mario's fiancée is simply beautiful. Socially prominent. One of us, of course.
Wonderful. Will you be sure to give him our best because Samantha won't be there?
That is ridiculous. Of course she will.
No, Mother. Darren can't get away right now, and I'm not going anywhere without him.
You can't mean that.
Well, she certainly can and does. If she goes anywhere at all, it'll be with me, the old-fashioned way.
You really mean to set yourself against me?
Well, I prefer to call it exercising my prerogative as a husband.
I'll send a note of regret this afternoon.
That won't be necessary. I'll take the message myself. Oh, yes. Speaking of messages, I have one for you, young man.
Yes? Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Just fix it, huh? Just fix it. All right. Hello. Well, tell him I'm sorry. I just haven't had time.
Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Larry. What time is Wolf?
Oh,
for Pete's sake. Yes. You're darn tootin', I objected, Carson. That girl looked like Sophia Loren. She's supposed to be 16 years old. All right. Every advertising executive in the country is trying to land the Wolf Brothers department store account. And I'm supposed to get it with sketches that look like they came out of a girly magazine.
Down, boy, relax. Uncle Larry has answered all your problems.
Another head.
Very funny. But I was referring, as you well know, to an assistant.
Come on, Larry. I've told you I just don't have time to train another man.
Delegate authority, Darren. That's a secret. Look, do yourself a favor. There's a bright young boy named Gideon Whitson down in the copywriting department. Give him a chance to help you.
Okay, Larry. Okay, send him up.
Fine.
Hoping to be of further service. Come in. I remain, et cetera, et cetera.
Mr. Stevens, I'm Gideon Whitson. I just wanted to tell you how much this opportunity means to me.
Well, we're glad to have you aboard.
Oh, that's very kind, sir.
You can drop the sir. I'm not that much older than you.
Oh, well, that's true, sir. Mr. Stevens. I guess it just seems that way, because you've already accomplished everything I've ever dreamed of.
Uh-huh. We have a meeting with Mr. Wolf. I'm sorry I won't be able to brief you, but just keep your eye on me and play it by ear.
Sir, would it be all right with you if I took a few notes while you're talking? I've got an awful lot to learn, and you're the man I want to learn it from.
Sure, fine.
Mr. Wolf, this is our Mr. Stevens.
Oh, so you're the bright young man I've been hearing so much about.
No, Mr. Wolf. This is our Mr. Stevens.
How do you do, sir?
And this is Stevens' assistant, Gideon Whitsitt.
Oh, ashtray, sir.
Oh, thank you, Whitsitt. Harvard or Yale?
Oh, I believe you've got me spotted already, sir.
I knew it. I know a Yale man when I see one. Best of the breed. Brackety X, coax, coax. Brackety X, coax, coax. Team, team, team! Those were the golden days.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Wolf, why don't you sit over here? I'm sure you'll be more comfortable.
Thank you.
As I was saying, Mr. Wolf, we feel that Stevens here
Who?
Is...
Stevens, Missouri U, class of 50.
Now, what I'd like to emphasize in this campaign are three major areas.
Sir, would you like to take a few notes?
Oh, thank you. The teenage ready-to-wear market and competing with the discount companies in the appliance sales.
Well, I'm a material. I like your tailor.
Worked for our family for years.
Oh, really?
Appliance sales. And updating our approach to home tailoring. Home furnishing.
Give me his name, of course.
Now, concentrating on the first major market, I'd like to... I'd start with the... Seem to have the hiccups.
Darren?
Oh, thanks, Larry. I would like to call your attention to the young lady standing in the foreground, the young gentleman in the rear, and the caption might read, "You'd like to hold your..." "You'd like to hold your..."
No, allow me. "He'd like to hold your hand when you're wearing your discotheque dress from Wolf Brothers."
I don't know. Can it be phrased in good old-fashioned English?
Oh, yes, sir, I think it could.
But, oh, no, it couldn't. The teenagers of today are very keen on...
Why don't we just call it a party dress?
Now you're talking.
No, he's not.
Plain and simple. That's what I like. You know, Tate, this boy's got a lot on the ball.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wolf.
Well, get in, you and Stevens make a fine team. Right, Darren?
It's been a great day. I'm certainly looking forward to our cocktail meeting this evening with Mr. Wolf.
I bet. You know, Whitsitt, I was looking over your personnel file. You never went to Yale.
Why, no, sir. I never said I did.
You gave every impression you did.
Whoops. I forgot my briefcase. Why don't you go ahead and I'll meet you there.
Your elevator is temporarily stalled. Find the red button marked emergency and press.
Why today? Why?
If the elevator does not start immediately, wait 5 seconds and then press again.
Help! Let me out of here! Let me out of here! Help!
Find the red button marked emergency and press.
Mr. Tate, this is Gideon Whitsitt. I think Mr. Stevens has been held up somewhere.
You mean he kept Mr. Wolf waiting?
I'm afraid so, sir, but I stepped into the breach, so to speak. I took the liberty of covering for him.
Good for you. How'd it go?
Brilliantly, if I may say so, sir. I feel quite confident that Mr. Wolf's going to sign with our agency. providing, of course, I give him the name of my tailor. Mr. Wolf seems to think the world of me, sir. I don't know why.
I do. You're a very capable young man. Valuable, too.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tate. That means a great deal to me. Goodbye now, sir.
Goodbye.
Honey, I'm telling you, from the minute that guy walked into the office, it's been one disaster after another.
Oh, I know, sweetheart.
It's like he jinxed me. I've never been stuck in an elevator in my whole life.
Well, that's a terrible experience. Mother did that to me once when I...
Say that again.
What?
Your mother...
Oh, no. Now, you can't blame this on her. That happens accidentally sometimes, too.
Yeah, I suppose it does. To normal people with normal mothers-in-law.
You're late.
I ran out of gas. Can you believe that?
I know, but I filled the tank yesterday.
Oh, there you are.
I apologize, gentlemen. I'm not usually late, but things keep happening.
Never mind, Darren. Witsit's been showing the layouts.
Layouts? But I left the layouts at home. That's why I had to go back, and when I went back, I ran out of gas, and then it was coming out here, and that's why...
Darren. Clever, very clever. I like your ideas, boy. Of course, we'll have to make a few little changes.
Anything you say, sir.
Good afternoon,
Stevens. I'd like to explain.
Don't make waves.
Waves?
That thieving no...
Larry, I was up all night coming up with this. This is my exact layout.
Which you left at home.
Which I left at home. Therefore, he...
Then how could it... How did he...
Black magic, maybe?
Would you believe me if I said yes?
Darren, you're tired. You need a rest. You've been working too hard. I want you to take the next few days off. And don't worry. Gideon has everything under control.
Yes, and so does Andorra. Andorra! Andorra, come on, I want to talk to you. Andorra! I know you're here somewhere.
Woo!
Andorra?
Darren? Darren, how come you're home so early?
Mother dear, come out. Come out wherever you are.
Darren, she's not here, not now.
Oh, yes, she is. She's right here. She's going to make good her threat. She's going to replace me in my job.
Oh, well, Darren, you're wrong. She's had nothing to do with all of this.
And it won't stop with just him either. Before you know it, the entire agency will be witches. Then the building. Then the street. Today, Madison Avenue. Tomorrow, the world.
I know it looks suspicious, but try to keep an open mind for your own sake. Now, wait a minute. Can you honestly assume that just because a young man comes into the office who happens to be clever and efficient...
Efficient? He's a tarantula.
Well, I don't care if he's the Marquis de Sade. Just because you've had some bad luck does not necessarily mean he is a witch.
Not witch, Samantha. Warlock. A term with which you and your relation should be familiar, like dear old cousin Mario.
Darren, this is dangerous. Do you know what's happening?
Funny. Napoleon was asked the same question just before Waterloo.
The way you're talking, everything bad that happens to you now is witchcraft, right?
You bet your sweet broomstick. Just consider the evidence. Sudden paralyzing inefficiency. Being stuck in elevators. Hiccup attacks. Running out of gas.
With evidence like that, you should have been at Salem.
Searching for straws, am I? Well, then, how do you explain the fact that these layouts right here on the table, young Witsit had at the office today?
Simple. You discussed it with him.
It could never happen. I only came up with the idea last night. I drew it, and I left it right here on the table. And yet he had it in the office today. Now, how'd he do that, huh? How'd he do it, huh? How?
Darren Stevens, you stop yelling at me. It's a simple case of... witchcraft?
Darren.
For the first time, I actually feel sorry for you.
So you were here?
As it happens, I just got back. Oh, it was a beautiful wedding. I suppose I got overly sentimental. I mean, Duncan.
Darren.
Oh, yes, Derwin, you may be second rate, but you are family.
What are you talking about?
You are in trouble, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, the only way to break a spell is with another spell.
Do you mean that you're going to give me something so I can play on his side of the court and win?
As I said before, you are family.
Well, that's great. Or is it? How do I know I can trust you?
Suit yourself. But I'm the only game in town, Carter.
Darren, I hope you know what you're doing. Frankly, I don't think this is the right time for you to make this presentation.
Personally, Mr. Tate, I was hoping we'd spend a little more time talking together before we met Harrison's, Mr. Wolf's board of directors.
After you, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I our slogan for the all-important home furnishing division is... Live! Live! Live with Tomorrow, Today, the Wolf Brothers Time Plan Way. Now, our statistics show that over...
Seems to be stuck.
Allow me.
That over 38% of all home furnishing sales are made on the time payment plan. Now, our recommendation is that such a plan be inaugurated by Wolf Brothers, and that that plan be called... Easy...
Gentlemen, if you just bear with us, we seem to be having a few technical difficulties.
Are you all right?
You actually gave him something to use? You tricked him?
Yes, darling, but it wasn't real magic. I only did it to give him self-confidence. It was only baking soda, ammonia, and garlic salt. An atomizer.
Here you see the home of tomorrow, as furnished by Wolf Brothers. Mr. Whitsitt? It's our recommendation that this scale be built and used as a mobile promotional unit designed to arrest the attention of the potential purchaser, to be shown at decorators, home shows.
Say, that thing's got a short.
Stevens, it's on fire.
Fire, fire!
Hold it, don't panic, man.
Mr. Stevens, do something!
You bet your life I will, something I should have done a long time ago. Take that!
Look out! Look out, Darren!
Enough!
How do you feel, sweetheart?
Fine. Just great.
That's good. Darren? Where's your briefcase?
Down in the den. Why?
Larry phoned. Gideon's coming over to pick up the Wolf Brothers file.
That's it, huh? Just turn in your stripes and your Wolf Brothers file just like that, huh?
I'm afraid so.
Well, who cares? Go ahead, give it to him. Maybe you can exchange a few witch recipes while you're at it, huh?
Maybe.
Huh?
Oh, nothing, darling. That'll be him. I'll see you later.
Hello, Mrs. Stevens.
Mr. Whitsitt, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is. I hope I haven't come at an inconvenient time. I just stopped by to pick up the Wolf Brothers material.
Yes, it's in the den. Won't you come in?
Yeah. Oh, you have a very lovely place here, Mrs. Stevens. Happy home, happy marriage. You can certainly tell when two people are suited to one another.
Thank you.
I'm terribly concerned about Mr. Stevens. Is he feeling better?
Not much, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. He's such a wonderful man. He's my idol. But I suppose he's already told you how I feel about him.
Oh, yes, he has.
Oh, Mrs. Stevens, I'm really terribly grateful to Mr. Stevens. He's the one who gave me my first really big opportunity.
You certainly took advantage, didn't you?
Well, I just hope I can measure up to the standards he set.
Mr. Whitsitt, how do you manage to be so charming all day long? It must be exhausting.
No, not at all. I like to please people. You know what they say, catch more flies with honey.
You're just too good to be true.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I would. I wish I had the power to see you as you really are.
If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. You gotta step on people to get where you're going. You gotta push and shove.
Guess so.
I know so. I'm I'm not afraid to swing my machete and lop off a few heads.
That's very courageous. Most people probably don't know how hard you work to really get what you want.
You think I'm underrated?
I'm sure of it. Have you always been like this?
When I was 6 years old, I had 10 kids on paper routes, and they turned all the profits over to me.
Remarkable.
By the time I was in college, I was so rich, I hired a flunky to pass my exams for me while I concentrated on some of the more important things. I was out there promoting every second.
I bet you were. Cigarette?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, go ahead. It's just the two of us. Be yourself. Light the cigarette our way.
Our way? I don't get you.
The table lighter doesn't work.
Oh, well, have you got a light?
Certainly.
What is it with you people on fire?
Oh, I am sorry, but accidents will happen. Now, you do all these wonderful things yourself?
Oh, you said it, baby.
With no supernatural help?
Oh, no supernatural, natural, or otherwise. It's kill or be killed. It's a rough world, baby. You got to be the firstest with the mostest.
Play the angles.
The angles. Of which I'm happy to say you have none.
But you have. Like fixing the exhibit so it would fall apart.
Even peeking.
Installing elevators?
Oh, now how would I have done that?
Well, you couldn't. Could you?
Well, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Pushing all the buttons with hold at the same time. Sometimes...
Oh, that's very clever. I bet you could work magic.
You better believe it.
Otherwise, how would you have had the same layout at the office that Darren left here at home?
I'm a winner, baby, I keep telling you.
Doodling. Darren doodles all the time while he talks on the phone. He drew that layout the day before and didn't even know it, did he?
Wars have been won from waste paper baskets, baby. Stevens!
A slip of the lip can sink a ship. You know, I don't believe he is a witch.
You know, I believe you're right.
Darren, these sketches are brilliant.
Thanks, Larry. I hope Mr. Wolf agrees.
Well, yes. Then again, no. Say, where's young Whitsett? He knows what I want.
Young Whitsett is back sharpening pencils.
Oh, incidentally, his approach to what you say you want is dead wrong.
And suppose I want things done my way?
Then you'd better go to another agency. Of course, you told the last one what you wanted, and your sales dropped 23%, I believe.
24. So?
So if you want a well-planned professional campaign stressing the approach that you need, then start listening to what you're paying for and stop telling the doctor how to practice.
Okay. I never argue with figures. Talk, Missouri, you. Talk.
All it took was a little self-confidence. To you, you beautiful witch.
Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, more brandy?
Oh, thanks. Just plain old-fashioned insecurity, and I nearly flipped. Can you believe that?
Happens all the time.
Well, he saw it, and he used it. No witchcraft, no black magic. Just an unscrupulous kid and me working against myself.
Mother's often said that mortals are their own worst enemies.
You just said the one word I don't like to hear.
Enemies?
Mother.
Now, darling, try to forgive her. She only gave you what you asked for. Besides, I'm afraid I said some pretty nasty things to her.
You did?
This morning. She was so upset she vowed she'd never come back.
Really? You mean we're finally rid of your... We're finally rid of your...
Dear.
Do you think she really meant that?
No, I was positive that... Isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you.